You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
Good morning. Our scripture reading comes from John 14, 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd add your blessing to the reading of this, your holy word, because we ask it in Christ's name for his sake. Amen.
Well, good morning. The official 2003 Vacation Bible School report. And we've already had a good one, haven't we? Well, let's open up with prayer, and then we'll get into a report and actually go through some of the lessons that we learned at camp. And hopefully a blessing to you as much as it was to us. So let's open up with prayer. Father, we pause now to say thank you for your Son, Christ Jesus. And thank you for the little ones, the young in heart, that come together and come freely to you, Lord. And we know that as you would want it. But most of all, for those of us who have the work to prepare the lessons and to teach the young ones from a child the Holy Scriptures, which will able to make them wise under salvation. And we know that there's a blessing, a true blessing in that, not only in the teaching of it, but in the receiving of it from the children. We thank you for that opportunity to be a part of that work, whether we're parents or not, just to participate in the preparation of all the material, of the effort, and everyone who participated, thank you for them, and for what a blessing. In times, Lord, we often get caught up in the busyness and the hectic in preparation for it, but always when we go through it, it is such a blessing, Lord, and we thank you for that, and your faithfulness and patience with us as we prepare each year, and we thank you for the opportunity and the facilities to come together and do these sort of items, and we just hope it gives glory to your Son, Christ Jesus, because it's in his name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Okay. Well, Kathy just asked a question. We have maps, and they are back in the back by the phone in the media or the bulletins area. So if you want a map when you leave, you can get one. However, I'm going to go ahead and take you through the map this way. Well, our theme this year was One Way. And we know that in the Bible, from a Right Division perspective, that signs are for Israel. Well, the Greeks seek after wisdom. So hopefully the wisdom with road signs is what we did, is we wanted to do like we did last year, which was take things and use them as an analogy, something we can hold on to and be able to relate scriptural things, scriptural truths, with common day items that we see every day. Last year it was a grocery store, you know, fruit and bread, things of that nature, milk. Well, this year we did road signs, and we took a journey, and I taught the larger children, the older ones, of which Carter was a class, and we handed out a road map that took us on a journey to heaven. And I'm going to take you on that journey today as we go through this road map, and you're going to see how we equated the road signs to certain scriptural truths. So here was the first ones. We saw here that there is one way, John 14:6. That was our scripture reading this morning, and there's one way to get to heaven. And we based it on John 14:6 here, where Jesus said that he was the only way, and we taught how that a lot of people will try and tell you there are multiple ways to get to heaven. As a matter of fact, Kathy, if you'd come over here, I'll show you a poster. You see over here, there's a poster that has different signs of God. But we taught that here's up here, and notice how it falls down. That's the...
we were really on top of things.
Yeah. So we pulled this out, and we said, all right, at the bottom, there are things like good works, other gods, going to church, Christian family. And I asked the students, I said, how many ways do they get to heaven? What if you go to church? Do you get to heaven by going to church? It was a trick question, wasn't it? Kind of tough. They said, well, I said, do you? And they said, no, there's only one way. And we ended up at knowing that whether you live in a Christian family, if you go to church, if you try and do good things, or worship other gods, none of that gets you to heaven. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ that you have to accept him as your personal Savior. And that is the cross. And notice the cross reaches all the way up to heaven. And that was the lesson there. So also in 2 Samuel 22:31, it tells about God and his way. If there is one way, what is his way? Well, it's perfect. We are not perfect, but we know that we are to strive to perfection in Christ. And we base the roadmap on 2 Timothy 3:16 and verse 17. You know, all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. That verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, what does that perfection mean? That's a Greek word, artios, and it means fitting like a joint. It means you're thoroughly equipped. It snaps right in. So with all Scripture, we have everything we need in order to achieve that walk of maturity in Christ Jesus. And that's the lesson as we get into it. So here was the roadmap. And it folds out like a roadmap does. And here is where we start on this roadmap. And we all are born as babies. And we talked about when you're born, are you born sinless? And we had many say no. They realize that you're born sinners, that there's none righteous, no, not one. And I said, that's right. And as we take this journey, we come to a stop sign. And at this stop sign, every one of us have to make that decision. And that decision is, will we accept Christ Jesus as our Savior or not? Well, we can make a decision to go forward onto the road of His righteousness road, the road of salvation here, or we can go a couple other ways. And we talked first about those other ways that people can go. And here we are, we're talking about this being born sinners. That in Romans, we absolutely learn there are none righteous, even the little babies, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we know that those wages of those sin is death. But that gift of eternal life is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, we talked at this stop sign here. And in Romans, it reminds us, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's that belief, that acceptance. And for the heart of man believes unto righteousness, and the mouth is confession made unto salvation. So at that stop sign, what decision will you make? And everybody said that they made that decision to accept Christ. So that was a beautiful thing. Now, I'm not sure Clayton understood what that meant, son. But we'll keep going, because everything, you know, no matter what question, it was Clayton, right? I'll do it. You know, can you name the books of the Bible? Me. All right, what are they? But he had that spirit of volunteerism, I'll tell you that. Well, some people at the stop sign don't accept Christ. They go down what we call rebellious road. And we had a picture here of a person who looked pretty rebellious, didn't he? That's some of that loud rock and roll music, and he's just kind of, you know, living life the way he wants to. And here we see in Proverbs 10:27-28, that the fear of the Lord prolongs the days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. And the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. We see in Proverbs, though, it talks about that evil man who only seeks rebellion. Now, those people are pretty obvious. You know, that's an obvious way not to get to heaven, as we talked about that. And that, you know what we talked about? Does God love this rebellious person? Yes, He does. For God, and that's when we talked about John 3:16. So God so loved the world, and that's everybody in the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So that stop sign, he wants everybody to come to that stop sign and make the decision. So guess what? We talked about there is a U-turn permitted here. Okay? You can go the other way. And we saw that story about Jonah, and we talked about U-turn. Well, there's another way that people look at getting to heaven, and that's a works way. They try and go down works way, and here we have a nice big cathedral, beautiful church, probably a place where people feel really religious. And we talked about, you know, if you go to church, can you work your way to heaven? And we learned in Scripture that it says it's not of works. As Ephesians 2:8-9 says, it's by grace are we saved through faith, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. I talked about with Carter, I had a gift of a pencil. And I said, here, everybody, I have a pencil, and it's a gift, and I'm going to give it to Carter. Now, is it Carter's yet? And they said, well, yeah, it's a gift for Carter. I said, no, it's not. I still have it. When does Carter receive this gift? And I handed the pencil to Carter, and he took it. And I said, that's when the gift was his. Even though I had the intention for him to have that pencil, and it had his name on it, until he took it personally, it wasn't his gift. And we equated that to the salvation that's in Christ Jesus. So it's not of works. No one can boast about that. So just like that ladder over there, there's no works to heaven. Now, we're called unto good works, but it's not for salvation. We talked about the difference there. All right, so I want to go back just real quick. make one quick point here. In the works way, there is also the same U-turn permitted. We talked about if you come to that realization that I can't work my way to heaven, that it's not of myself, that it is a personal relationship with Christ Jesus, again, he allows a U-turn. But then there's that next part on the map, which was a dead-end street, and this was hell. And we talked about why would God create hell for people if he loves the whole world? And we learned and said, well, that's not who he made it for. He made it in Matthew chapter 25. It says here he prepared an everlasting fire or hell for the devil and his angels. And that people who at that stop sign don't accept Christ as their Savior end up going here by default. Okay? And get to spend time there. And it's not a fun place. And guess what? There's now no U-turn permitted. See, there's the works way and there was a rebellious way and there were U-turns permitted there, but now there's no U-turn permitted. And we talked about it only once will someone die, and then after that there is judgment. And at that judgment, the decision, as you stand in front of the judgment seat, the Lord will say at that stop sign, what decision did you make? And that's the judgment. So, that was not the way we wanted to go. We wanted to go at the stop sign. We wanted to go north on the map. And that was with the one-way sign. And when we got to one way, we saw that John 14:6 said that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that we know that there's one God, one mediator between God and man. And that's the man, Christ Jesus. So we really stress that that is the only way. And that was the emphasis of the camp. One way. All right, so when we get on the road, we had to pay a price. And I asked, how much do you think it costs to get on this road? And Carter, do you have an answer to that question?
Well, you don't pay the price.
You don't pay the price. Jesus did. That's right. Derek often talks about grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. That the price was paid by the blood of Jesus Christ. That God gave His Son to pay for us to go on this toll road. That one offense, Romans 5:18, therefore by as one offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification of life. Philippians 3:9 tells us to be found in Him, not having our own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is of through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So this righteousness toll road is paid by Christ Himself, and He gave us that free gift. But we have to take it just like that pencil. And once we made the stop sign, we're on the road. We're on that road. When we go back, you'll see there's a bunch of do not enters between this road and the road to hell. Because once you're on this road, we talked about you're on it. Okay, you might feel like you're getting a turnaround, a turnabout. You might be have a fender bender here and there, but you're on this road. There isn't a do not enter sign. When you're saved, there's a do not enter sign. You cannot go to hell. Now, those people who end up in hell as a dead end, there's also that same do not enter heading up north. They can't get to heaven. Okay, so they paid the toll. Now, we're moving along. We got to fill up. So the first place we stop when we get on His righteousness once we become saved is Grace Gas. And we talked about how many times do you have to fill up your Grace Gas, Carter? Just one time. That's right. This is a tank that never ends. Wouldn't that be nice, right? So, for by grace are we saved through faith. It's not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, as it shows in Ephesians 2:8. And Colossians 3:16 reminds us that to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. God's grace is, we get a full tank of that, and we never run out. So we fill up at the Grace Gas, and we head down the road to Doctrine Dairy. And this is where you get the milk of the word. Okay, we talked about we like ice cream. Ice cream's a good thing. And I said, in Peter, it talks about 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, we're to desire the sincere milk of the word, that why we may grow. So we talked about babies who drink milk and grow, but just like that baby who drinks milk, we're to drink milk of the Holy Bible, the Word of God, the Scripture. And that, as Christians, makes us grow. So we talked about there's the physical baby that grows up, but there's also the spiritual baby that needs to grow up. And challenged every one of them that as a spiritual baby, you need to get to the point where you can eat meat. You can talk about things like resurrection, condemnation, justification. But that's, right now, you got to get into the milk of the Word. So, we then got to the top of the mat, and we had to take a right turn. And at this right turn, it says, the wicked will turn from all the sins that he has committed, keep all my statutes, do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. So we're supposed to do the right thing, and then that right thing is to follow Christ. So if we're to follow Christ, we're to yield unto God. As in Romans 6, 12-13, it says, don't let sin reign in our body, don't obey that lust thereof, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So that yield sign, when you see it, you say, I need to yield myself unto God. But if I don't, I'm going to run into the reproof railroad. And just like when you're going along, if a railroad's coming, what happened? Those arm, ding, 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 those arm come down. And I tell you what, if you don't stop, you're going to get hit by that reproof railroad, and it's not going to be a very fun thing. Because it says in Proverbs 15:5-6 that a fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regards reproof is prudent. Now, we talked about cookies here. It always goes back to food. And I said, what if you've got cookies and it's about dinner time and you want to eat one of those cookies? Because I was trying to explain what reproof means. And because reproof's, kind of a hard word, and we talked about the doctrine was don't eat the cookie. Okay? And as you go to eat that cookie, and you know that you're not supposed to, and your parents catches you, said, don't eat that cookie. So there's the reproof. Don't eat the cookie. So they understood that, right? They all could relate to not eating the cookie at dinner time. All right, so that reproof railroad, this is designed to get you right back on track. Okay? So, as in Proverbs says, he that refuses instructions despises his own soul, but he that hears reproof gets understanding. And the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom before honor is humility. So, reproof railroad would get you right back on track. Okay? So we talked about that. And then we talked about after reproof, we see that really we have something under construction here, and that this correction kind of gets our spiritual maturity under construction. And it reminds us in Ephesians 5:8-10 that sometimes we were in darkness, but now we are to walk in as children of light. And we talked about, have you ever tried to walk in a room in the dark? And they had, and they said they bump into things, they stub their toe, and it's just not usually a very successful trip. I said, that's right, we're walking through the light. So you turn the light on. Even if the room is under construction or the road's under construction, with the light, you're going to see it. And we talked about here the fruit of the Spirit, all goodness, righteousness, and truth, improving in what is acceptable in the Lord. So we have the spiritual maturity under construction. And often, if we need help, we usually get it by correction. And we see the H sign. We talked about, H usually means hospital. But in this case, we might think of it help by correction as well. Because in Hebrews 12:5-7, it says, you've forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as to children, but my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons, for what son is he who the father chastens not? So we talked about, even though correction might not be fun, just like a shot, if you go to the doctor, what do you get? You get a shot. Well, what's that shot? Is that fun? Shot's not fun, but what's the shot supposed to do? Help you get better. So we go to correction clinic. Okay. On the road, here we have correction clinic, and it talks about that, don't despise the chastening of the Lord, and don't be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loved, he corrects, even in the Father as the Son whom he delights. But it tells us in Hebrews, just like that shot, Hebrews 12:11, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields, there's another great yield sign, the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So, the key is to take your medicine, take the shot, receive the correction, and now yield unto the fruit, peaceable fruit of righteousness. Okay. So if we got a correction, we're moving on down the narrow road. And we learn that the road narrows as we become more spiritually mature, because we find out that wide is the gate to destruction, but narrow is the way which leads unto life, and there are few there be that find it. So we got up and we made a gate, and we all made a big gate, and they walked through it and saw how many could go, but then I made a little tiny gate, and only one could get through. And I explained that that's the way that, you know, the world is. I said, the world, just like that rebellious road, will try and tell you this is the way to go, and they're going to make it easy. But the right way to go, which is the way the Lord would want us to, is usually very narrow and specific, the way He describes in Scripture on how we should walk. So along that narrow road, we might see a sign that says, and this sign here happens to be a school crossing up ahead. So now that we've got our doctrine, we've had to reproof, and we've received correction, now we're on the way to where we need to start to, in 2 Timothy 3, 4 through 15, says, continue down the things which thou hast learned and hast assured of, knowing who has learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Oh, okay, so we must be coming up to the Instruction Institute. Okay, and here is where we start to basically learn, as in Proverbs tells us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And we're to hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. And if we hear instruction and be wise, we were to refuse it not. So once we get to Instruction Institute, we learn about things about walk and don't walk. And we saw a sign here that basically showed don't walk, but then walk. And remember, we're to walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened. Again, we went back to, don't walk sign here. Don't walk, don't walk. And again, the dark room. But in the walk, with the little green guy here, we see that we're to walk in Christ, good works. We should walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. See, that's Instruction Institute. See, we've gone through that. Colossians, we are to walk in Him as we receive Christ, built up in Him, establishing the faith as we've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Very, very important and apropos to a mature Christian walk as we get into this. So, if we're walking that way, then we end up at Scripture Steakhouse. And Scripture Steakhouse is where Hebrews talks about now that we're able to get off the milk. Here we have those first principles of God. People understand are such of milk and not of strong meat. But everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word. For he's a babe. See, back to that picture of the baby at the very beginning, if you remember. But if you've gone through doctrine, dairy, reproof, railroad, correction, clinic, and instruction institute, you now are able to come to Scripture Steakhouse. Because strong meat are them of full age, even though by reason have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, because they have the Word of God in their heart. And they're built up in the Word and in the Lord. And now are able to get into the meaty things of Scripture and talk about that. And this is where most people, Christians, fall down. They don't get to the Scripture Steakhouse. They stay at the Doctrine Dairy. And they're constantly on the milk of the Word. So that journey to get to here is very important. As we work, and all along the way, you might see this sign, and on the road, it means there's a phone ahead. But a very important aspect of this whole journey is prayer, and we are related this phone call to prayer. And we know the very much this Philippians passage in chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, right? And that peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we know, of course, in Timothy, 1 Timothy 2:1, that we are, first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, giving of thanks be made for all men. So, in the end, we have the exit sign there that says, this way to heaven. Because, no, you can't get to heaven without what? S-A-L-V-A-T-O-N, right, guys? So, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in these heavenly places, and hath raised us up together and made us sit in those heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And our conversation should be there from which we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, this was the journey that we took. As you can see, we've went through all of these signs all the way along this journey to Correction Clinic, the Narrow Road, Instruction Institute, Walk, Don't Walk, Scripture Steakhouse, and the exit only on the way to heaven. And this was all those do not enter signs, as you can see. Because once you go down this path, the road to hell, you cannot enter up here, but once you're up here, you cannot enter down there. So we talked about the assurance of salvation. And several of them said, well, I've been saved 3 or 4 times. I said, well, you know, it only takes one. So we talked about that. So, in summary, this was the theme for camp. And we appreciate you for listening. Now, I have a video. It's about five minutes long. So let me press the right button. And if you'll press play on the VCR, Mike, we will actually see some pictures from camp, and that'll be the report.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.